A Thanksgiving celebration for the Queen, but the monarch being celebrated wasn't there. Buckingham Palace excused the 96-year-old from the service at St Paul's Cathedral. The decision taken with great reluctance, it said, because of discomfort she'd felt on Thursday. It's a move many can understand.
It's important that she looks after her health. We want her well. We want her to keep going.
Bless her. So she does need her rest. It was a big day yesterday. So I'm assuming she had a little bit too much port at the concert. Couldn't make it today.
The Queen isn't the only one needing a break. Watch the guard at the back. Duty can take its toll. Otherwise, the service was well attended. Deputising for his mother and leading the rest of the royals was Prince Charles. There were prime ministers past and present. But listen to the crowd's reaction to Boris Johnson and his wife Carrie. Boos competed with the cheers. Partygate and other scandals have taken a heavy toll on the prime minister's popularity. Also dividing the crowd were Harry and Meghan. This was their first official appearance together since quitting as working royals in 2020.
Well, I'm sorry to say I'm not a fan of Harry and Meghan. I think they're very, very, very disrespectful for the Queen. I love the Queen, and I think they should have been supporting towards her.
I do have respect for Meghan. I think that she has done amazing things and perhaps is a tiny bit misunderstood, but, yeah, I'm probably in the minority.
Meanwhile, Buckingham Palace is clearly trying to pace things for Queen Elizabeth. She's also been ruled out of a trip to the horse races on Saturday. An increasingly frail elderly woman who, unsurprisingly, is finding 4 days of partying just a bit much. We'll reach Allen's, Al Jazeera.